Hi, I'm calling long distance from California.
Yes.
I have never seen anything pertaining to any UFO or anything until 2 days ago. And I saw something, and I've been looking in the paper to see if anyone else had seen it, and I haven't found anything.
Okay, could we have a description?
Okay, this was Tuesday, October the 5th, at approximately 5 a.m. in Pacifica, California. And what I saw was something very bright orange, and it was sort of square-shaped. But it reminded me of, like, when the sun comes up in the east, this looked like it was going down, like by the ocean. And it wasn't completely square. The corners were a little bit raised up. And I drove about a mile down to the... I saw this coming down a hill. And I drove about a mile down farther to look right at the ocean. And when I had gone down to the bottom where the ocean is, it had completely disappeared. Another something that happened, I thought was strange. I had only driven about 8 blocks when I had seen it. And all of a sudden, there was an awful lot of fog, like, in my car. But there was no fog outside. I mean, it was very clear outside.
Could you feel anything unusual physically?
No. In a little while, I was very tired, though. I mean, I was really exhausted. I was driving across the Bay Bridge, and I was so tired, I felt like I was going to have to stop and sleep. But, I mean, I'm sure of what I don't know what I saw, but I know that I saw something.
Now, when you first spotted this object, was it on the move?
No. It was just...
It was stationary.
Right.
And then you took off after it, right?
Well, I drove down the bottom of the hill. And I went to the ocean. I thought I'd get a better look of it. And it had completely vanished. And then I turned around to come back up the hill because I thought, well, maybe I could only see it from one position. And I couldn't find it at all then. That was it.
Okay, was there other traffic on the road?
No, not another car.
Oh, my darn.
Not one more thing. And I've been reading the papers for the last 2 days. And I haven't seen a thing about it.
Wouldn't that lack of traffic be a little unusual down there?
Oh, no, not where I'm coming from.
Oh, I see, okay.
Yeah, it's before you get to the freeway.
Oh, okay.
And I was on my way up to Sacramento. But it's just a small road, probably 2 miles long, that I was on.
I see, okay.
And when I had turned around to come back up the hill, then two cars went down. But I don't know if anything was said. I called the police, and they said they didn't have any reports of anything here.
Okay, now, was this a very brilliant type of...
Very bright orange. Very bright.
Now, how was it in relation to altitude? Was it very low?
It was very low. It was, like, right at sea level.
Uh-huh.
It looked like, you know, when I say a square, it's like part of it was cut off, and part was below, and then part was above. Level.
I see.
I just live 2 miles from the ocean. And, like I said, it reminded me. And then, as I traveled towards Sacramento that day, I saw the sun come up. And it reminded me of that, only when the sun comes up, it's quite bright around the sun.
Uh-huh.
You know, but this, there was no brightness around it at all. It was just orange, very orange.
And was the brightness confined to the object?
Yes.
Illuminate anything around it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No. But like I said, the sides of it had gone up a little bit to make it not exactly square. But, I don't know. That's my first experience.
Okay, now, in your estimation, can you give me an example of how big that was? Could you compare it with anything?
Oh, Lord. I really, just big. You know, I'd really say it would be like the size of the sun coming up.
Okay.
Only square.
Okay.
And just very orange.
Okay. Do you feel that it was quite a ways away from you, or?
No, it didn't seem to be that far away.
Uh-huh.
That's why I went down to the bottom of the hill, to go to the ocean. Because I thought, I'll get a really good look at it. I mean, I had no idea, of course, what it was. And I thought, well, if I go down the bottom of the hill, I'll be much closer and I'll see it. And that was it. I never saw another thing.
Okay, have you had any problems since that experience?
Like what?
Any strange dreams or any unusual physical or mental sensations of any kind?
No, no.
Okay.
Just the thing with being so very tired. And I just gotten up. I mean, I hadn't just got up. I'd been up since about 4. But when I was driving across the bridge, which was probably 5:30, I was just so tired. I thought, my gosh, I'm going to have to stop on the bridge and sleep.
Uh-huh. Any problems with the car?
No, no.
Okay.
Well, how could I have possibly steamed it up that much in just such, I mean, like in 3 seconds?
Right.
And it's still, we have quite a bit of fog here close to the ocean.
Uh-huh.
But it was very clear that night. Well, 5 in the morning, but it was still very clear outside. And it just struck me as, gee, how could it be so foggy inside? Or steamed up, or I didn't have my defroster on, but I didn't need it, you know, until that point.
Right. And no problems with the car?
No.
Okay, engine, everything is running okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we sure appreciate this call, and if we get any additional information on this incident or come up with any other witnesses, well, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Yeah, okay. That's it. I've been calling, but I didn't know, you know, like I said, I've been reading the papers and haven't
right.
seen a thing, and other people have got to see it, don't they?
Yes, and that's our big problem, getting other people to call, see?
Really? Yeah.
They're still afraid of ridicule and so forth.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to get some books and start reading up, I think. You know, you don't get interested until you have an experience like this.
Right.
Now I want to find out all I can. I told one fellow, and he said that can happen, though, that sometimes only one person might see it. Does that sound right?
We've heard this, but in our research we haven't found that this is so.
Okay, well, fine. Thank you very much.
Thanks again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.